Let's talk about something every girl wants. Healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite. And honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off. 2026 is the year you finally launch your business. The year you transform into the entrepreneur you've always known you can be. One powerful move puts your future firmly in your hands, starting a business with Shopify. Maybe you've got an idea that you just can't shake, or a craft that everyone tells you to sell, or a store that you've already designed in your head. Well, with Shopify, 2026 is when you can finally make it happen. Shopify gives you everything you need to sell online and in person. Millions of entrepreneurs have already made this leap, from household names like Skims and Rode to first-time business owners just getting started, like I once did with my own brand. Shopify gives you all the tools you need to easily build your dream store. Choose from hundreds of beautiful templates that you can customize to match your brand. Setup is fast with Shopify's built-in AI tools that write product descriptions and headlines and help you edit product photos too. Even marketing is built in. Create email and social campaigns that reach customers wherever they scroll. Best of all, as you grow, Shopify grows with you. Handle more orders, expand to new markets, and do it all from the same dashboard. In 2026, stop waiting and start selling with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. That's shopify.com/forthegirls. Hear your first this new year with Shopify by your side.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're going to be talking about and answering the question of what is soft living? What is the soft girl era? Actually, what happened to soft girl era? Because I feel like earlier this year, or like a few months ago, whatever, this was all the rage. This is what everybody was talking about online. All the girls' TikTok videos were like a day in my soft life. Like, this is my soft girl era. This is my soft girl living. Like, everybody was talking about it. Everybody was doing it. And now it's gone. No one's soft anymore? Are we in our hard girl era? Like, what's happening? I feel like, you know, well, actually, a wise woman once said, life's what you make it. that wise woman was Hannah Montana. And honestly, she's taught me many of the principles that I live by today. Nobody's perfect. I gotta work it, you know, like all these things. But yes, life's what you make it, so let's make it rock, I believe is the exact line. But like, life's what you make it, so you can make it soft. If that's the life that you want for yourself, that could be the life that you have. It doesn't have to be an era. It doesn't have to be a trend or a fad or just like one period of your life. And so I feel like I'm talking about this now as it's like no longer really trending anymore, because I feel like people got this confused, like misconstrued. And I feel like the true essence of life is to be consistent in whatever it is that you want your life to be. So I find that a lot of people change it up so much. And it's like, one day I'm this version of me, this day I'm that version of me. And of course, we all go through seasons where we change and we mature and we take things on and then we get rid of things. Like, of course, that happens in life. But at the same time, I feel like people think of the soft girl era as like something to strive for that can't just be attained. And I think the complete opposite, because I believe anyone and everyone can have that life if they choose to. Like I just said, life's what you make it. If that's the life that you choose to have for yourself, you can have it even while being single, even while not having someone to take care of you. Because again, I think there's a misconception. I feel like people think soft girl living is only for the girls or the women who are financially taken care of and don't need to work. And it's like, you have a soft life because your only thing on your to-do list every day is to go to Pilates. And like, you go to Pilates and then you come home and then you bake sourdough and then you, whatever, blow out your hair with your Dyson and then dinner's on the table and ta-da, like, that was a day in my soft life. Like, I feel like that's what people think the case is like, it's just for the Pilates mom or it's just for people who don't have to work. And I think I'm a pretty good example of someone who is a mix of both of those things, because I am not fully taken care of. Like, I do still live on my own. Like, I still live by myself. I still take care of myself. Of course, I'm taken care of in certain ways. Like, as you girls know, like, I'm in Italy. Actually, while this is recording, I'm in Italy. Like, as you're listening to this, I'm not in Italy as I'm recording. I'm home as I'm recording, but this episode is live while I'm in Italy. And as you girls know, my boyfriend is taking me. So yes, I do have the luxury of not having to take care of these certain things. Like, this trip was taken care of for me, which I'm extremely grateful for. So yes, of course, I have certain things like that, but I still have to work. I still take care of myself. I still live, you know, on my own. Like, I'm still working. I'm probably never going to stop entirely working, because then that would mean getting rid of this podcast. You know, like, even aside from this podcast, I do work. I do other things. The difference between my work and somebody else's work is that I built my career based on myself and based on what I love. So I do have the podcast. I do have my social media where I'm linking things and linking products that I love and that I use. And yes, I'm making money off of that, and I'm building online businesses off of that and sharing that, as you would see through like my Instagram or whatever. And then of course I have my private coaching where I coach girls on confidence. Again, these are things that I love. These are things that I enjoy and things that I essentially decided and built a career on, because I do want my life to feel soft. So even though I'm working, I'm doing what I love. But let me make something clear. This was not always the case for me. Because in the past, I mean, not to say that I like hated my job, but I did have a job that didn't align necessarily with the lifestyle I wanted for myself. I had a 9-to-6 fashion job in the city, which when you think of it like that, that means I was on the bus at 7:30 every morning, going to work, got there for 9, stayed there till 6 p.m., and then I got on the bus and came back home and, you know, got home at like 8 o'clock at night. That was the case a lot of the time. But once I realized that that was not a lot, and this is well before the term soft living and soft era even came out, I was someone who always prioritized loving my life and enjoying my life. And the more that you love and enjoy your life, the softer it gets to feel. And so what are things that I would do? I would make the best out of my situation. Even though I could have been really robotic and just been like, okay, work, sleep, repeat, I made friendships with my coworkers. And we would go to happy hour after work, or we would go to dinner after work. And or sometimes we would even go to karaoke. We would like head to K-Town and have so much fun doing karaoke night. We would go into the meatpacking district and go to Dos Caminos and get margaritas and, you know, chips and salsa and tacos. Like, we would go to the bar one night and like get super wasted and go to work hungover being like, oh my God, how did we even do this? Like, we made the best of it. And even if that was not what like TikTok deems as like soft living, your life gets to feel soft. It gets to feel like it's not so hard, for lack of better terms, because you're doing what you enjoy. You're having fun, okay? And so granted, that wasn't the lifestyle that I per se wanted for myself, because I did want a lot more time freedom. But the point is that I'm here on both ends of the spectrum. I think that I'm a pretty good example of someone who maybe now has time freedom, but I didn't always. And even then, I was consistent with wanting to love and enjoy my life. So I always made the effort to do so. The problem with, honestly, Americans, I do feel like it's like a US thing. I don't feel like in other countries, they live to work like we do. Like, if you go to other countries, you'll see there really is such a slow way of living. Like, it is very different. They are not rushing through things. They take their time. They're not passionate about their work. They just work because, you know, it pays the bills and they have to work, but it's not their livelihood. Whereas with us, like, especially, like I said, in the US, I do think that a lot of people live to work. And that's where people tend to forget that there is more to life than work. You have to realize that there's so many different categories of life, okay? So there is your career and finances. And of course, you want to make sure that you have stability in those things. So whether that is a 9-to-6 job like I used to have, or whether that is the ability to build your own career and do, I don't know, the coaching or do the content creation and the affiliate and the online businesses and work for yourself. Like, if that's the case, cool. Either way, you want to make sure that you have stability in either of those things. If it's possible for you to monetize what you're super, super passionate about, like I have now, it is such a blessing. Go for it, try it, take advantage of the ability that we can do that in 2024, okay? So there's those categories of work. But then there's so much more to life. There's your personal goals, like not your professional goals, not your financial goals, your personal goals. For what you want in life, whether that's marriage, kids, whether that is something to do with health, whether that is like, you know, where you want to live, what lifestyle you want to have, like we're talking about right now, whatever your personal goals are, whether that's wanting to dedicate your weekends to certain things, I don't care. Personal goals, they are not related to your, you know, career or finance goals. That is a separate thing. Then there's personal development and mindset. And that is the way that you work on yourself, and that's your perception, and that's the way that you operate through life. What is your perception? What is your mindset? What are you doing to improve those things? Are you reading? And it doesn't have to necessarily mean nonfiction. It doesn't have to mean self-help books. It could be fiction books, because that could be what, you know, expands your brain and expands your knowledge. Because reading in general makes us smarter and opens our minds and all these other things. And so, you know, working on yourself in that way is also a big category and aspect of life. And it could be anything. It could be hiring a coach. It could be whatever your thing is, okay? Then there's family and friends. Are you watering those relationships? Like for me, whether I was working 9-to-6 or working the way that I work now, I always made the time for my friendships, whether that was being on phone calls, you know, FaceTiming with my friends, spending time with my friends, getting dinner with my friends, going out with them. I always valued and prioritized girl friendships because they bring peace into my life. And the biggest thing about having that soft life is having peacefulness in your life. So if you feel like you're really lonely or you're not making time for your friends or you're so hustle and bustle and the only conversations that you have are work related and you're not just having, like I just said, personal goals or personal development or friends and family time, then you're probably lacking peace in your life. And that's what's ultimately making you feel like you can't live this like soft girl era, you know, or soft girl lifestyle, whatever. Let's talk about something every girl wants: healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite, and honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Then, of course, on top of that, too, there's hobbies and fulfillment. That's another thing right there. You want to make sure that you are fulfilling your life with things that make you feel good, whether it's hobbies, something fun that you take on, or something that just brings you good, you know, good feelings, like, I don't know, anything that you do in your life that makes you feel good, that makes you feel like you're doing it for you. And then the other thing, doing for you, what about your health and your fitness? You know, are you making time to do that? Like, you're not necessarily going to feel like the best version of you if you completely slack in that department. That doesn't mean you need to be on a diet. It doesn't mean you need to work out 7 days a week. It means that you just need to incorporate it into your daily routine, meaning be a little bit active, get outside when you can, go for walks when you can, cook your meals at home more than ordering out, like certain things, like little habits that you can just do, and you could have fun cooking. I mean, for me, I make content out of cooking because it's fun for me, and that could be a form of work, but most of the time I'm not making any money off of it. I'm just doing it because I like it. I'm not linking anything. I'm not making commission off of the food that I'm like cooking. Like, it's not necessarily, you know, like for my finances. It could contribute a little bit toward my career just because I am a content creator, so that is content that I'm creating. But at the same time, I'm creating content based on, again, what brings me peace, what I enjoy. So me cooking feels good, feels nice, feels healthy, feels fun, feels fulfilling. And at the same time, I enjoy making content. So I'm able to do those things and incorporate that as like part of, you know, enjoyment in my day. What about romance? You know, we talk about family and friends, but what about your dating life? Are you enjoying dating, or does it feel like a chore? Because sometimes romance is necessary to have in our lives, and other times it's extremely necessary that we remove it altogether. If we're stressing ourselves out, if we're not having fun, if we're hating the dating apps, if we're feeling forced, if our mindset is on, oh, another date, I just want to cancel, I don't want to go through this, blah, 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 then maybe it's time to take a step back. Because the only things that you should be doing if you're trying to live a consistently soft life are the things that make you feel good. So it's time to get honest. It's time to get real. And anything that doesn't make you feel good, you got to get rid of. You have to remove from your life. If it doesn't serve you for the greater good, if it doesn't make you feel like the best version of you, you remove it. On the other end, though, if you do want to meet somebody, if you want to have fun dating and you want to be sexy and flirty and do you, then you have to make that effort. You have to make the time. You have to incorporate romance and dating into your life. A lot of the times we just don't allow ourselves to have fun. We don't allow ourselves to have a social life. We think like, we don't have the time. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. Like, I have so much to do. I have so much work to do. I have so much to do at home. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever the case is, we keep telling ourselves this story of like, can't and don't have time, when the reality is we're just not making the time. But everybody wants to enjoy their lives, yet they don't make the time for the things that they say they want to do. Instead, they're like, oh, I wish, but I don't have time because, again, whether it's work or whatever, like, we make the excuse of not having time with the reason behind that thing being something that, like, we don't even want to do, something that we don't want to take up 90% of our lives. Like I just said, we have to stop living to work. Work just has to be a category of our life. It's a part of our life. It's not the entirety of our lives. There's one girl on TikTok. So they're twins, but it's the one that has a corporate job. I want to say her name is Danielle. It's like this blonde, like super cute blonde from New York City. And she's like a content creator. Like she, you know, she has a decent following and she posts on social media and whatever. But she has like a standard corporate job. And she always posts on social media being like, this is my 5 to 9 before my 9 to 5 or whatever. And it's her like waking up, going to the gym. She'll take like a workout class, whatever. And then like she'll get ready in the workout class, in the gym, I mean. Like she'll, you know, shower and everything in the class. And then she puts on a super cute outfit that she's like excited to wear throughout the day. And then like she goes for a walk, whatever. Then she goes to work. And then like she'll go meet a friend or meet her sister for lunch. And like she'll just like grab lunch at a place that, you know, she really likes or whatever. Like she makes the most of her lunch break. And then she goes back to work, whatever. Then that's it. Like she goes home or work is over, then she goes and hangs out with her friends. Like, yeah, you could have a job and still have those little like romanticized things and have those things that keep you feeling good and that you enjoy. Because at the end of the day, I don't think soft living has to only mean slow living, like I have nothing going on and can, you know, just spread all my things throughout the day and like my entire morning to night consists of nothing other than me going to my Pilates class and then I just like sit on the couch and watch TV. Like, I don't necessarily think that that is the only way to live a soft life. I think soft could be whatever you make of it. It could be whatever you choose for it to be. It's merely about being happy and loving your life. And like I said, feeling at peace in your day-to-day life. So let this be your sign that you can be single and live a soft life. You could not be rich and live a soft life. You could work in an office and work a standard 9 to 5, 9 to 6 job and have a soft life. You could not work from home. You could not have all the time freedom in the world and live a soft life. It is your mindset. It is what you make out of life. It's what you put into life and it's what you get out of it. If you are high strung, if you're stressed out, if you're negative minded, if you have a scarcity mindset, if you think less is more, if you think like, oh, I don't want to do this because then it's going to take even more time away from me, like I would just rather go to work and do nothing because then I have no time to just like relax, like, okay, then so be it. but you're probably not making enough time for the things that you care about. So that's why you don't feel as fulfilled in life, because there's no time for fun. It's like, you know that saying that's like, all work and no play? Yeah. If your life is based on all work and no play, and you don't have fun, and you don't have love and peace in your life, then that's why you don't feel like you resonate. But let me make it clear. Soft living is not a trend. It's not a fad. It's not just like one season of life that comes and goes. It's something you want to embody and practice and live by consistently, always, day after day, week after week, season after season. And that's really it. I'm just keeping this episode short and sweet tonight because I'm keeping this episode short and sweet because there's just nothing more to say. I just wanted to give you girls like a mindset shift and just a little like, not even to say tough love, like a little like reality kick, whatever the case is. And make sure you girls know that you can make the decision today to be a soft life girly. I feel like I just sounded like, you know, the way I just said, you can make the decision today. I feel like, you know, when they're like, it's just $5.99 today to help a dog in need. Like, you know, those commercials. I don't know. That just like came to my head for some reason. That's it. Yeah, that's it. It's a decision that you can make today. So that's all that we have for today. Thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls. Let's talk about something every girl wants. Healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite, and honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.